Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. AgriPulse Daybreak reported, I quote, when asked if he could say when the United States and China would reach an agreement to end their trade war, the U.S. Chief Ag Trade Negotiator Greg Dowd said, no is the answer. No one knows. President Trump and Chinese President Xi will be meeting the end of this month with other world leaders. Will the United States and China open the door for ending the trade war? Well, knowing how stubborn both leaders can be, I'm not very optimistic. Okay, new subject. Farmers and ranchers today are focusing on the damage the torrential rains and flooding did to our farm production this year. We have better prices now with a short crop, but there is so much uncertainty. Government support money is coming, but no one knows how much or when. We've lived through these kind of challenges before, but with farm income at one half what it was 4 years ago, these are difficult times. We didn't say how to do it, but President Trump ordered his administration to streamline regulations and promote the safety of genetically engineered crops. The GE crops that are growing today could withstand herbicide sprays to kill weeds and kill destructive bugs. Our fields today are mostly weed-free. Before we had GE crops, weeds and rootworms were everywhere. We had to cultivate corn and beans. We hired high school kids to walk the fields killing weeds. The cost of labor and energy is hard to imagine. Developing and getting government approval for these GE crops took an average of 13 years and $136 million. We do need to speed up the process. We can't feed the world without new technology. We're now ready to develop crops using gene editing technology. Gene editing does not bring in genes from other kinds of plants. Gene editing should not require as much regulation. USDA regulates the crops, but Food and Drug Administration regulates GE animals. Anyway, the positive thing is the administration wants to give a green light to streamline. The farming business today is not what it was 30 years ago, and in the next 30 years, we will see more dramatic change. Stay tuned, and I'm John Block from Washington.